Good evening and welcome to the Celtic worship service here at University Baptist Church. We are glad you are joining us this evening for this special service. Before we get started, I do want to thank Amani Zuhid for joining us this evening to play for us. And again, we invite you, as we do each week or each month when we worship together this way, we invite you into this time of prayerful reflection and communion. And remind you that as you prepare for this service, to grab a piece of bread and a cup of drink and find a quiet space without distraction. You can light some candles if you wish or dim your lights. Do whatever you need to do to prepare yourself for this time of worship. People ask me, why do you write about food and eating and drinking? Why don't you write about the struggle for power and security and about love the way others do? The easiest answer is to say that, like most other humans, I am hungry.
Thank you. Let us pray. O Lord, gather us in, the lost and the lonely, the broken and breaking, the tired and the aching who long for the nourishment found at your feast. Gather us in, the done and the doubting, the wishing and wondering, the puzzled and pondering, who long for the company found at your feast. Gather us in, the proud and pretentious, the sure and superior, the never inferior, who long for the leveling found at your feast. Gather us in, the bright and the bustling, the stirrers, the shakers, the kind laughter makers, who long for the deeper joys found at your feast. Gather us in, Lord, from corner or limelight, from mansion, from campsite, from fears and obsession, from tears and depression, from untold excesses, from treasured successes, to meet, to eat, be given a seat, be joined to the vine, be offered new wine, become like the least, be found at the feast. Gather us in, O Lord. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." He answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God.
Capable Flesh, a poem by Saint Irenaeus. The tender flesh itself will be found one day, quite surprisingly, to be capable of receiving, and yes, full capable of embracing the searing energies of God. Go figure, fear not. For even at its beginning, the humble clay received God's art, whereby one part became the eye, another the ear, and yet another this impetuous hand. Therefore, the flesh is not to be excluded from the wisdom and the power that now and ever animates all things. His life-giving agency is made perfect, we are told, in weakness. Made perfect in the flesh.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, lead us into the wilderness, that we may meet you in the flame that burns but does not destroy. Help us to put aside our business and stress and to rediscover silence. Help us to shut out the clamoring voices that are around us and inside us and listen only for your voice. Lord, teach us to pray. Through prayer, lead us into a deeper communion with you and nurture within us a greater concern for your world. In silence and prayer, help us to find you and to be found by you, that we might be remade in the likeness of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
A hymn by Brian Wren. Good is the flesh that the Word has become. Good is the birthing, the milk in the breast. Good is the feeding, caressing, and rest. Good is the body for knowing the world. Good is the flesh that the Word has become. Good is the body for knowing the world, sensing the sunlight, the tug of the ground, feeling, perceiving within and around. Good is the body from cradle to grave. Good is the flesh that the Word has become. Good is the body from cradle to grave, growing and aging, arousing impaired, happy in clothing or lovingly bared. Good is the pleasure of God in our flesh. Good is the flesh that the Word has become. Good is the pleasure of God in our flesh, longing in all as in Jesus, to dwell, glad of embracing and tasting and smell. Good is the body for good and for God. Good is the flesh that the Word has become.
The angels said it to startled shepherds, and Jesus said it to frightened followers. And now these words which come from heaven are shared to make us whole and make us one. Peace be with you. The table of bread and wine is ready. It is the table of company with Jesus and all who love him. It is the table of sharing with the poor of the world, with whom Jesus identified himself. It is the table of communion with the earth in which Christ became incarnate. Loving God, through your goodness, we have bread and wine to offer, which have come forth from the earth and human hands have made. May we know your presence in the sharing, so that we may know your touch and presence in all things. We celebrate the life that Jesus has shared among his community through the centuries and shares with us now. Made one in Christ and one with each other, we offer these gifts and with them ourselves. May they become, in your presence, a mark of the beloved community. Blessed is our brother Jesus, who walks with us the road of our world's suffering, and who is known to us in the breaking of bread. During the meal, he took bread, and when he had blessed it, he broke it, and said to his disciples, "This is my body. It is given for you. Do this to remember me." Later in the meal, he took a cup of wine, and after he had given thanks, he said, "In this cup is the new relationship with God made possible because of my death. Drink it, all of you, to remember me." So we will do as Jesus did. We will take this bread and this wine, the produce of the earth and the work of human hands, through which Jesus has promised to make himself known. And as he said a prayer before sharing, let us follow his example.
So come to this table, you who have much faith and you who would like to have more, you who have been here often and you who have not been for a long time, you who have tried to follow Jesus and you who have failed. Come, it is Christ who invites us to meet him here. All of you who hunger and thirst for a better life, for a deeper faith, for a better world, here is the bread of life. Let us together feed on it with gratitude. Here is the cup of salvation. Let us drink together and believe. And now let us thank God for the one to whom we are summoned, the one by whom we are sent, whose image we are, whose flesh we share, whose love is all.